Egypt has once again closed Rafah crossing after a two-day window to allow stuck Palestinians to enter the coastal enclave. Rafah crossing point, or as some call it, the getaway, has been closed for months. Only 630 people managed to leave the strip, leaving thousands of Palestinians in blockaded Gaza with broken hopes of traveling for different purposes.
I came to see my family in Gaza after the war. They lost their home and many are injured. Now I'm stuck with them inside and can't go back to my children.
I have brain stroke and have to leave for the medical treatment. I have been sleeping here in the open air for 2 days waiting for my turn to leave. I'm dying here.
The reasons behind these passengers' sadness is that some wanted to travel to see their families, study, or wanted to go back to their jobs abroad. Some others also plan to visit their relatives after months of crossing closure. Now the crossing is closed again and everyone is in a complete shock.
Here is my visa. Why wouldn't they let me go and study abroad? I'm going to lose my scholarship waited years for.
My wife went to Egypt to visit her mother 5 months ago. She can't get back now to her family since then. I'm calling both Palestinian and Egyptian presidents to intervene.
Tens of thousands are tracking any news about the Rafah crossing, as their entire life now depends on the opening of this gate.
People here say this temporary opening of the Rafah crossing is not enough for thousands who want to cross into the strip. Plus, there are even more people waiting for a chance to cross this gate to the outside world. Hisham Hanna, Press TV, Palestinian-Egyptian borders.